the readings of the liturgy that we have today have much to tell us. We will revisit the event of the crippled man at the portico of Bethsaida, of Probatica, later on in this season of Lent. But of great importance is the first reading that we have heard from the book of the prophet Saint Ezekiel. And there, the teaching of the church, which has been held from the very beginning and will be held to the very end, is laid out very clearly that each person is responsible for his or her actions. If a man is just, then the justice that he has wrought will be visited upon him. God will reward him and give him the graces and all the things that he needs for salvation according to his justice, that is, the good deeds that he has done. On the other hand, even a just man, if he commit a serious sin, a mortal sin, loses every good thing that he has ever done before. So just think of it, how very important this teaching is, that when a person commits mortal sin, all the graces and indulgences that he has gained, for instance, to shorten his time in purgatory, disappear immediately. And he has to start from scratch. He goes back to square one, if he goes back. If he doesn't go back, then he goes straight to hell when he dies. And that's that. That's it. That's the teaching of the church. But if he repents, then he will be brought back to life. But he still has to start all over again. And so, too, a person who is a great sinner, if he repents and does penance and do what God commands, then he will live, says the Lord. He will live a life. It is emphatically repeated. And so it's the teaching of the church that one single mortal sin can send each of us to hell if we do not repent before we die. And of course, even if we repent, there is still the price to be paid, which is why purgatory exists. Otherwise, we would go straight to hell, repentance or not. And so it's very, very important. Those who do not believe in the true faith, they are missing the whole boat. And of course, when they die, they will find out exactly what our Lord and the Church taught. On the other hand, today we have a very, very special feast that has many lessons to teach us. It is a feast of the doctor of the Church, the Bishop, Saint Peter Damian. Now, when Peter was born, and that was his baptismal name, Peter, his mother didn't want him. It teaches and speaks very much to this evil and wicked generation in which we live, where so many mothers do not want their children and have them murdered by the abominable sin of abortion. So St. Peter Damian is a very good intercessor for the pro-life cause. In addition, not only did she not want him when he was born, she refused to nurse him. I mean, she was really entrenched in her sin. She is not in heaven with St. Peter Damian. That's just the way it is. And then, when he grew up a couple of years, somehow or other, by the will of God, he survived. His brother, that was living there in the farm in which they lived, put him to work. He would not allow him to eat and sleep in their house for free, even though it was his right just as much as the other one. And he was not the oldest son either. He had no rights. According to tradition, until very, very recently, the oldest son is the one who inherits everything. The others do not. And of course, God has his ways. So the little boy was put into the pig sty to take care of the pigs by his brother. Now, I don't even know what his brother's name was. It may be in his biography, but it's not important because he is really forgotten like the unremembered dead except for his wicked sins, being so mean to his little brother. In the meantime, they had another brother who was a priest in Venice, and he came to visit, and he saw this horrible situation, and his name was Damien. And so he took Peter with him back to Venice and put him through school, and eventually Peter was not only educated well, but he became the superior of the monastery in Fonte Abellano, where he joined. He went from nothing to everything. And, of course, he is, like I said, a doctor of the church. And he took, as a second name, the name Damien. So even though his baptismal name is Peter, his name is known to us as Saint Peter Damien. He wrote countless treatises. He wrote much about the ever Virgin Mary and her Immaculate Conception. He was a great proponent of all the dogmas of the Blessed Mother and of the teachings of the Church. He also wrote about morality. Lately, he has been very popular among, and I decided from now on, I'm not going to call the traditionalists super trads, I'm going to call them antiquarian Catholics. Among the antiquarian Catholics, he's very popular because he wrote a book against the homosexual priests in his time. It's not a new thing. It's not the first time all these evils have taken place. And so he wrote very much about it. You can find it for yourselves. All of his sermons and his books and everything are available still to this day, many of them. And so he's very popular among the antiquarians. So Saint Peter Damien was the founder of many monasteries in the same kind of life, a hermetical and very strict life, as the monastery of Fonte Abellano in northern Italy. In addition, the popes prevail upon him under threat of excommunication that he should become the bishop, the cardinal bishop of Ostia, the port city of Rome. And he didn't want to, but the Pope said, if you don't do it, I will excommunicate you. So he became the cardinal bishop of Ostia. After 5 years in that position and helping the popes in many, many ways, especially to alleviate the horrible situation in the church of the clergy and of heresy, which goes together, it doesn't come alone. He resigned after 5 years and went back to his monastery of Fonte Abellano. And there, when he was visiting the monastery of Our Lady of the Angels in Faenza, he died, and there he is buried to this day, a great bishop, cardinal, abbot, and doctor of the church. May he prevail upon God to give us holy bishops and popes and priests, and that the immorality of the clergy of this day in which we live may be erased soon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In addition, by the way, St. Peter Damien is a patron saint of those who suffer insomnia and those who suffer horrible headaches. He suffered both. So there you have it. I've told you, now you do with it whatever you want. Take up your bed and walk. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.